The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 3rd of April, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way as it always does in about 5 minutes. The Google Pixel. Nice phone, but not really that cheap, is it? Yes, gone are the days when you could go pick up a good old Nexus and get that full Android experience, you know, for a little cheaper. Well, apparently Google's taking note of this, because it looks like we're going to be getting a cheaper Pixel phone in the near future. According to the Economic Times, Google is planning a release of a cheaper Pixel phone aimed at emerging markets like India, of course, Vietnam, and others. Meaning, as you probably guessed, no, we're not going to see this cheaper Pixel available in markets like the UK or US, nah. But if you're hell-bent on getting one, it looks like it's going to be released around July or August of this year, with a rumor price point right now of about $200 to $300 less than the current Pixel. Alexa just keeps getting a little bit more convenient for us. Now, if you've got that favorite charity, you say, you know what, they deserve a little bit of moolah. You can tell Alexa, go ahead and give them some money. Yes, yesterday, Amazon announced a new feature called Alexa Donations. As you probably guessed, it's all powered by Amazon Pay. So say you want to donate to UNICEF. All you have to say is, Alexa, donate $10 to UNICEF. And she'll go ahead and do it for you. Now, of course, not every single charity is listed on the thing, but there are quite a bit, about 48 of them. Amazon said in a press statement that this is just the beginning, and this list will continue to grow. Oh, if there's tech news, then you know there's Facebook news. And if you're thinking, well, maybe this is positive Facebook news. No, no, it's not. From keeping our text messages and our phone call logs and all that, now they've decided, hey, I guess we're going to keep those unpublished videos too. You know, the ones you thought you deleted? Nah, Facebook still has them. Yes, once again, Facebook was caught red-handed after a lot of users went digging around once again saying, hey, wait a minute, I thought I deleted this video. Well, apparently Facebook didn't care what you did with it because it's theirs now. That is until they got caught. Facebook yesterday once again was out on the apology campaign trail in a statement saying, we've investigated a report that some people were seeing their old draft videos when they accessed their information from our Download Your Information tool. They went on to say, we discovered a bug that prevented a draft video from being deleted. A bug, yeah. Sorry, I had something in my throat. They said, we are deleting them now and apologize for the inconvenience. Hey, look, I know Facebook, they've never been trustworthy. Was there any way for that trustworthiness to actually go in the negative territory? Because I think they've just done it. And finally, what was everybody's favorite person to find in the 1980s? Yeah, even now. Yeah, where the hell is Waldo? Well, you know where Waldo is right now? He's in Google Maps. That's right, Google is bringing Where's Waldo to Google Maps, at least for just this week. And you can find this little red, whited, striped man on Android and iOS currently right now, and they're saying desktop should be actually going live today. Now, how are you going to find Waldo? Well, it seems like it's going to be a little easier now. Waldo's actually going to pop up and start waving at you. Over here. From there, you can just click on them, or of course tap on them if you're on your phone, and you'll see the option to play a game. And as you probably guessed, that game? Yep, that's the old World Waldo's Books game. Once you found Waldo, then you're going to be transported to places all over the world. So you can thank me now in case you didn't want to work today. You can spend your time finding Waldo. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by uk2.net. You know that's where you can find the podcast, our blog, and reviews are all up over there for your enjoyment. Check out Facebook and Instagram for the British Tech Network. You can find us there at British Tech Network. On Twitter, we're there as well, at British Tech. I'm on Twitter, at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our BTN Slack room with our BTN community. Come be a part of it if you're not already. britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be returning to you this Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.